City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
We've got Jay Riley and Mickey on the phone. Jay and Mickey, good morning to you both.
Morning, fellas.
Good morning, boys. Morning, Jay. Morning, Mickey. What are you going to do at the weekend? Mickey?
It looks like it's going to have to be housework. It looks like it's going to be a paintbrush job.
I don't believe you.
It's either that or watch England, and I don't fancy that.
No, that'll be a one-sided affair. Well, or maybe it won't. Mickey, Seamus Coleman scoring for Ireland. Brilliantly so.
Scored a belter as well, didn't he? I think that's what, Evertonians, when Seamus first come on the scene, that's what we've been used to, you know, sort of them marauding runs down the right-hand side. And, you know, sometimes Seamus doesn't know where he's going himself, does he? But, you know, fair play to the lad, he carried on. And, you know, hopefully now that'll give him a little bit more confidence, because he hasn't been great, I don't think. Obviously, since he's come back from the injury, you know, I think his best form hasn't been on show for the Blues. But hopefully that'll give him a little bit of confidence, obviously scoring for the Republic. And hopefully he can bring that form back to Goodison for Everton.
And James McCarthy, back from injury, rather surprisingly, straight into action last night.
Yeah, you can look at this either way, Al, can you? Because I personally think it's good maybe for him to get, you know, 45 minutes, 60 minutes under his belt. But as well, you would imagine that Ronald Koeman really won't be happy about it. Obviously, he's been out for a month for Everton since the injury that he got against Yeovil. And, you know, I think we wanted to sort of, you know, we've nurtured him back to full fitness. And obviously, Ireland have just thrown him straight back in. And I think they've done the same with Seamus, didn't they? Mm. When Seamus Coleman was injured. So I've got a feeling that Ronald Koeman won't be too happy about it. But I think from a fan's point of view, it might be just, you know, handy that he's got, you know, a little bit of playing time under his belt.
Yeah. Jay, what are you going to be up to at the weekend? Just hoping that all the international players away on duty come back unscathed.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be working all weekend because we're mad busy in work. So, it's coming at probably a good time for me, really.
Yeah.
But, as regards to football, I mean, international football is horrific, isn't it? I mean, not many people are interested in it no more. And, you know, I might watch the England game after work. I'm not sure yet. But, it's not great this time now when the international breaks on.
No, but I think that is the major concern for fans now, isn't it? The players just come back unscathed and, can get straight back into domestic football. And let's face it, a couple of big games for both Everton and Liverpool when they do return.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Brazil played last night, didn't he? And Coutinho and Firmino both scored. So it's good for form as well for certain players. But obviously you don't want them to get injured. And the more games they're going to have and all the travelling involved and the fatigue that can kick in, it's obviously, you know, a bit of an issue that certain players can get injured. And it's happened in the past as well. So that's it. We just say a little prayer, don't we, and hope they come back safe and sound and are all ready to go for when the Premier League starts up again.
Yeah, and a rather extended break for Liverpool, I suppose, because they don't play until the Monday night. But my word, it's quite a game, the Monday night, isn't it? Are Liverpool going to get the better of a Manchester United side that looked fairly decent against Stoke, despite the result?
It's obviously Liverpool play Manchester United. It's always a tough game, whether it's at Anfield or it's at Old Trafford. And I think people are getting a little bit carried away thinking Liverpool should beat Man United comfortably. But as we know from past experience, though, these games are very tough. And, you know, last season they came to Anfield and Liverpool were a better team and they had one shot and they scored. And, you know, obviously they beat us 1-0 through Wayne Rooney. So anything can happen in these type of games. And my only concern is Liverpool have started this season very well. We've still got the Achilles heel of we're terrible at dealing with set pieces, balls into the box, corners, free kicks. And if you look at Manchester United's side, they've got Ibrahimovic, who's a pretty big fella. They've got Pogba, who's a big fella. And also they've got Fellaini, not forgetting the two centre-halves who'll come up for set pieces. So that's certainly something that can be a little bit of a concern going into the United game. But as regards the game of football, I think Liverpool much the better side, and you know, obviously we're very confident at the moment, so yeah, we should go into it thinking that we can win the game, and hopefully we will do, but there is that slight concern about the set pieces.
And Mickey, it's a Manchester double bill for Everton Liverpool that weekend. Everton at City on the Saturday afternoon. City are rubbish, aren't they, because they lost to Tottenham 2-0 and Everton managed to draw with Spurs, so that's no problem going up there, is it?
Yeah, no brainer. That's a coupon. Get the Blues out on your coupon this weekend, Al. Obviously, it's going to be tricky, isn't it? I think Tottenham you know, sort of give to City a bit of a taste of their own medicine, didn't he? Because the way they played against them was obviously, you know, sort of they pressed really high against them, and I don't think Everton can do that at the Etihad, especially, you know, for 90 minutes. I think, you know, Everton's fitness is not quite where Tottenham's fitness is. It's going to be tough, isn't it? You know, as I say, but, you know, they are coming off the first defeat, and you wonder how they're going to react to that. Now, you know, I think in previous years, Everton have sort of done well against Man City, especially under David Moyes.
Yeah.
Maybe not so well under, you know, the Martinez regime. But it's something that, you know, we've got to go there. You've got nothing to lose out. It's one of them games that you've got to go there, try and be confident. You know, maybe take a bit of a leaf out of Spurs' book and, you know, try and sort of press them high. But you sort of, you go in there and you're just going to say a prayer, really. You're maybe coming out with a point or so.
It's that time of the year, international breaks, where players go away on duty and quotes come back to haunt them. We got Ramiro Funes-Mori talking about, doubts over his Everton future now while he's away with Argentina, talking about leaving if he doesn't get a game. Is that a good thing that he's dead keen to get back in the side as soon as possible?
It's international football week, isn't it, Alan? As you say, you know, whether it be Mori, whether it be Lukaku, for some reason that, you know, once the plane, the wheels leave John Lennon Airport, they start giving out, you know, sort of these interviews to reporters, and you just think to yourself, you know, why do you do it? Sometimes you wonder, you know, do things get lost in translation as well? But fair play to the lad, you know, we understand that he wants to play, but, you know, Everton's defence has looked really, really solid this year. And Funes Mori's got it after Werner's place like everyone else. And, you know, Jagielka and Ashley Williams, as I say, are very experienced. They seem to be their number one partnership at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, Funes Mori's just got it after to wait his turn, and, you know, if he wants to go out, you just let him go. You know, he's not a Cuban sign, and he obviously come in under the previous manager. So really, you know, you just want players to get their head down and not be giving these interviews out on international breaks.
Jay, nothing lost in translation. The way people are fawning over Jurgen Klopp a year on from his appointment, plenty of paper talk about him being the right one. You're obviously, you know, going to agree with those sentiments entirely. But it is looking good for Liverpool, isn't it? The odds of them finishing in the top four have dropped dramatically. Do you see them as a real title challengers this season?
Well, I said on this show at the start of the season, before the ball had been kicked, that I fancy Liverpool for the top four this season. Not a problem with that, because what you've got to realise is last season, Liverpool played a hell of a lot of games. You know, we were went to a Europa League final, we went to a League Cup final, and you've got to realise Liverpool haven't got as many games this season. We're not having Europe. We've got a very, very good squad. Maybe we've not got many world-class players in it, but we've got a great group of players, and we've got a fantastic manager as well who's proven, obviously in a different league, and he's cutting his teeth in this league, and now he's had 12 months under his belt. And, you know, we got us to two cup finals last year, and that was with players that he'd hardly really worked with, and obviously not the players that he just inherited them players. So what you've got to realise is Liverpool have got ideal preparation now, week in, week out, for Premier League games. The sole focus really is on the Premier League, and can we challenge for the title? I mean, look at the league table at the moment.
Yeah.
Liverpool have we've had very tough games, haven't we? And we're right up there. I mean, you know, I'm not deluded to think that, yeah, we're going to win the league or we're going to challenge for the league. The aim is to get into the top four. But I think that's the minimum aim for Liverpool. And, and I don't see any reason why we won't get top four. It's just how high up we can finish in the table. And let's see where we are come Christmas. Let's see where we are come March, April time. But, yeah, you know, Everton's rosy at the moment at Anfield. And, you know, you don't want to get too carried away, though, because Man United's on the horizon. And, you know, these type of games are where you can come unstuck if you think, you know, you're overconfident going into the game. But, yeah, I couldn't be happier at the moment being a Liverpool fan, and Jurgen Klopp's doing fantastically well.
Yeah, you're right, and those tough games have been away from home as well. For Everton, Mickey, they need a goal scorer to rival Romelu Lukaku. Now, Ronald Koeman's come out and said he wants Bolasie to be scoring 6 this season. That's his target. Is that enough?
Well, you wouldn't like to think so. You wonder whether that's a little bit of mind games there from Ronald. And, you know, if you're going to pay 28 million quid for a player out, especially, you know, a forward-thinking player, you would hope for him to be at least getting into double figures. And, you know, how we've needed a striker for 2 years. You know, Romelu's been up there on his own. There's no one challenging him whatsoever. And, you know, the lad cannot take all that on his shoulders, you know, especially with all cup football that we've got as well. Obviously, we've got the situation with Enner Valencia as well now, which doesn't look great, that we brought in. So, you know, I think January it's got to be on top of his shopping list, has got to be a striker. Then again, you know, you look at it as who you bring in. You know, strikers, everyone's after them. They're not going to come cheap. But we're going to have to get someone in because, as I say, it's too much of a burden on Romelu's shoulders. And, you know, fair play to the lad. You know, he started off well. He's, you know, he's banging the goals in already. But, you know, he's not going to be able to maintain that for the whole season. So it's vitally important, I think, in January that we get a striker in.
Okay, boys, we'll keep an eye on the World Cup qualifiers, see how the boys are doing, see if anyone's banging the goals in from your club, and hope that everyone does come back unscathed. Don't work too hard at the weekend, Jay.
I'll try my best.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, boys. Jay and Mickey, thanks very much for your time today.
Cheers, fellas.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.